Yes. Just fucking spill shit everywhere. I was brilliant. I'm a fucking genius. Ah, fuck a duck. Alright, let's clean up the mess. Ah, fuck. Is that important? That's on my to-do list. This morning I went to the grocery store and bought a carton of eggs, and then outside the grocery store I dropped the fucking carton of eggs. Fucking moron. Now I just spilled tea all over the desk here. Including on my to-do list. Never a dull moment. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. And you can go fuck yourself. Life goes on, and that's what they say. As I was gearing up to do the podcast, I'm looking at everything. This is the first time I've podcasted in, well, I forgot the date, but it's been close to 2 weeks or something. Holy shit. And I'm not going to bullshit you guys, man. I was really not in a podcasting mood. It's a beautiful day outside here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. And I really wanted to be out and about, but I know I also needed to get a podcast done. So it's like, ah, fuck. So I'm fucking around. I'm putting it off, and I'm putting it off, and I'm fucking around. And I want to tell you. And then I discovered the cure for PD. I think I knew this was the cure for PD because I've done this in the past, but it really solidified how to cure PD. And you say, great one. What is PD? Well, it's podcast dysfunction, right? It's like erectile dysfunction. So let's say you want to have sex, right? But you can't get your dick up, okay? You need a cure for erectile dysfunction. While some people would tell you it's a little blue pill, I got a hold of some Viagra once. I don't know if I ever told this story. And I took it. It did nothing. It did absolutely nothing for me. I thought it was going to be like, oh, you'll take the Viagra and your dick will go rock hard or something. And yeah, nothing. Zilch. So you have to cure your erectile dysfunction, your ED. And how do you cure ED? Now with a little blue pill, you cure it with a cute little 19-year-old. That's how you cure erectile dysfunction. Because if you can't get your dick... I love how women always think that if you can't get your dick up, there's something wrong with you. It's like, no, see, you girls don't seem to understand. And when boys are 16, sure, the dick just pops up randomly at any given time. But once you move past, I don't know, whatever, 22 or something, maybe before that, I'm sure everybody's different. There comes a point where you are like the great one, and your dick can get hard, but it has to have a reason. And if you're a 40-year-old wall hitter with a fur baby, well, you're not really a reason for the dick to get hard. So all these women, like, my husband can't get it up anymore. All right, well, how much weight have you gained? How much time do you spend nagging and bitching? Oh, that might be part of it too. Anyhow, podcast dysfunction, PD. Didn't really want to do the podcast. I couldn't get it up. I'm like, oh, I got a podcast, but I don't want a podcast. I just don't feel like podcasting. I'm drinking what's left of my hot raspberry tea that I didn't spill all over the desk. Because it's a beautiful day outside. It's a little windy. I had to actually close the window because the wind was coming in and blowing the wind chime. But nice day, had a little bit of rain this morning. And I think tomorrow is supposed to be nice as well. A little bit warmer, a little more sunnier. So I think that is going to be, I decided tomorrow, which is Monday, we're recording this on Sunday, August the 19th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2018. Oh, and I notice Hillary is still not in jail. I think tomorrow evening I'm going to go out, especially after everything we're going to talk about today, I'm going to go out and I'm going to mack on some 19-year-old girls. God, oh, man, I saw this. Oh, hottie. Long red hair, glasses, tall, thin. Oh, my God. Anyhow, this, it didn't align. I didn't have a chance to talk to her because passing in the night, ships and shit. But, oh, my God, she is gorgeous. Okay, focus, great one, focus. See, I knew this would happen, too, once I start getting in the groove. And I got other stories I want. Because then I had these other stories I wanted to tell you. But then I cured my PD, and now I just want to get into it. It's kind of like a 19-year-old girl. I just want to get into it. Oh, yes, 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 yes. High fives. Oh. And, I saw this other girl that I was going to hit on, and... Yeah, how you doing? You know, I'm going in hot. And she's like, I'm doing really fucking terrible. I'm like, oh, what happened? She said, my cousin died. I'm like, oh, shit. All right, well, all right. That's that. I'm sorry. That really sucks. Kind of put it. So see, there you go. Couldn't get it up anymore because it's her fault. All right, anyway, seriously. Podcast dysfunction. Didn't want a podcast. And then... I just opened up the Twitterverse, and I saw a tweet from Turd Flinging Monkey. Well, actually, it's Turd Flinging Monkey responding to somebody else about an article, and I clicked on the link, and I read it, and we went down the rabbit hole, and here we are. Oh, here we are. We're not going to talk about this over here, and we're not going to talk about, what did I have, what else is on my list? I got another list somewhere. I got lists all over the place. What is this? Oh, that. I might do that. That'll be very offensive to some people. Okay, here we go. Links will be in the show notes. This is from theguardian.com, where I get all my news from theguardian.com. And this is written by Arwa Madawi. There's a link to Arwa Madawi's Twitter feed. She's Palestinian. She is a, according to Twitter, she is a Palestinian hyphen Brit in New York City. The picture shows us a 40-year-old wall hitter with her fur baby. And her Twitter header image is a Muslim-looking man chasing a camel in the snow. Now, I don't know if this is a reference to Muslims being camel fuckers or what, but I mean, that's how I interpret it, and this looks pretty fucking racist to me. It's okay, though. It's okay, though. She's a 40-year-old wall hitter. And as we go down the Twitter feed, she's got pictures of her dog. She calls him the little guy. And he's making friends. Oh, look, it's the little guy. It's my fur baby. And if you go down the rest of her Twitter feed, you'll just see more of what exactly you would expect from a leftist. And that now has become irrelevant. Here's what Arwa Madawi has written over at The Guardian. A depressing new study. Okay, that's a description of your emotions. Depressing. The study itself is not depressing. The depressing is your response to it. Okay, your emotional response to a study is not news. A depressing new study about online dating. Oh, online dating. The place where the most inferior women in the United States go. Because I've said this before, I'm going to say this again. Being as I do have an OkCupid account and I sign in every now and then, one of these days, oh my God, I have so much material from OkCupid. It's going to be like when winter comes and it's cold outside and I can't go outside because it's cold and shitty and I don't want to go outside. I'm going to spend just a day just rolling through this stuff. Any woman who needs online dating needs online dating for a reason. Women who are actually attractive and have pleasant personalities do not need the internet to meet men. The women on online dating are the bottom of the barrel. Yeah, maybe there's different levels because you got Tinder, which is the bottom of the bottom, and then you got things like OkCupid, which is the second from the bottom. All right, a depressing new study about online dating indicates a problem that is reverberating across every aspect of our society. Oh my goodness, I wonder what it could be. By the way, on here, this column or whatever this is called The Week in Patriarchy. And you can sign up to receive The Week in Patriarchy via email. Okay, here we go. Men attracted to emotionally unstable women, preferably no older than 18, studies show. That's the headline. Now, I have not read the studies word for word from top to bottom, but I have found them all and looked them over. It's not actually what the studies say. But hey, this stupid Bent is a fucking journalist. She doesn't need to say anything that... I mean, the headline of the headline. There's another headline. A depressing news study. This woman thinks that her emotional response is news. So when you think that your emotional response, I found this depressing, I'm going to put that in the byline. How much of a journalist can you be when you think that your emotions are in fact news? All right, this week's peer-reviewed portrayal of fragile masculinity comes to you from the journal Science Advances, which no one has ever heard of, which recently published a depressing more about her emotions. Can you stop talking about yourself for just a moment, honey? A depressing new study about online dating. Researchers looked at nearly 200,000 heterosexual users and found that while men's sexual desirability peaks at age 50, women hit their prime at 18. I've been saying this for years. Royce over at the Chateau has been saying this for years. My microphone is really hot. Hold on, I gotta bring this down. Cause now I'm all fired up. See, this is depressing when you're a feminist. To find out that 50-year-old men are desirable. And why are 50-year-old men desirable? Because they've had 50 years to accumulate knowledge, wisdom, experience, money, and things. And that is how women judge men. Women want men who are accomplished, competent, wealthy. Women hit their prime at 18. I've been saying that for years. And yet I continue to get shit for hitting on 19-year-old girls who are actually over the hill.
Oh my God, great one. You can't talk to 19-year-old girls.
Yeah, I can, because that's who I want to fuck. Because I don't sit here and pretend that reality isn't real. Yes, women hit their prime at 18. It's downhill from there. Because men want women who are pretty, who are fertile, who are healthy, and we'll get into this more later, who have less emotional baggage. And this 40-year-old wall hitter, when confronted with the truth, she's depressed. She's 40. She's not attractive. She has a fur baby. Who's gonna fucking marry her? Who even wants to boink her? She's got her vacation pictures on the Twitter feed. She's on vacation on some fucking place called Fire Island with her and her dog. Did she take a boyfriend with her? No! It's her and her puppy dog. It's her fur baby. I'm on vacation with my fur baby. Where's your boyfriend? Well, I don't have a boyfriend because men are all misogynist pigs who are only interested in 18-year-old girls. Oh, watching. Here's the wall. Here's women. Oh, just watching them splatter into that wall is the most glorious thing. All right. Researchers looked at nearly 200,000 heterosexual users and found that while men's sexual desirability peaks at 50, women hit their prime at 18, and then it's all downhill from there, apparently. Can I just remind you that 18-year-olds are teenagers, and so this study is basically saying that straight men don't find women attractive, they like girls. Yes, if by women you mean wall hitters with fucking dead-end careers. Like, I'm a journalist at TheGuardian.com and I have a fur baby. Yes, nobody is attracted to you. Welcome to reality. No men are attracted to you. The fact that you needed science to tell you this, and again, this is so depressing. No, this is reality. This is the truth. This is right up there with buildings that weren't hit by airplanes don't just magically fall down. It is the truth. This is up there with the climate changes. It's the truth. Hashtag not all men, I'm sure. However, this isn't the first study to find men are fixated on women. See, I love this one. Fixated on women. This isn't the first study to find that men are fixated on women a lot younger than them. The use of the word fixated. A 2010 study by OkCupid, which, as I said, is second only to Tinder, found that the median 30-year-old man spends as much time messaging teenage girls as he does women his own age. Yes, because, as we just explained in a scientific study that depressed you, women hit their prime at 18. Men are attracted to women who are young, fertile, healthy, pleasant, and don't have a lot of emotional baggage. That would be 18-year-olds. She continues, no doubt Roy Moore might have a thing or two to say about that. I don't know who Roy Moore is, nor do I care. I promise you. She's promising you. This is a promise from her. The 40-year-old wall-hitting feminist who's on vacation with her fur baby. She's on vacation with her fucking fur baby. Do we need to know anything more? I assume she's on vacation. Hold on, let me look at the Twitter feed again. Let me see if I'm misspeaking. I don't know. It looks like she's on vacation. Why else would she be talking about being on Fire Island? Okay, I don't have time to stalk this bitch on the internet. I promise you, she continues, I'm not here to promote the gay agenda and undermine heterosexuality, but... Remember, whenever anybody says the word but, what that means is everything in front of the word but was a lie. You know, Susie, you're doing a really good job at work and I'm really impressed with everything you're doing, but... I notice you've been leaving early every Friday, right? You know, Bob, man, that was a great pass you through to the wide receiver out there. You know, but next time you need to throw it a little bit harder so that the other guy doesn't intercept it. Right? Everything before the word but is a lie. But I've got another alarming report. More updates on her emotional status. Now she's alarmed. First she was depressed. Now she's alarmed. I've got another alarming report to really top things off. A recent study published in the Journal of Sex Research found that, quote, men whose partners had less emotional stability reported better sexual function, unquote. Sounds really healthy, guys. While these studies may focus on sexual relations, they're yet another reminder that we're facing... Now, this is the beautiful part. Listen to this. While these studies may focus on sexual relations, they're yet another reminder that we're facing a crisis of masculinity that is reverberating across every aspect of our society. So you see, men not being sexually attracted to 40-year-old wall hitters with fur babies, that's a crisis of masculinity. You know what the crisis of masculinity is? The crisis of masculinity is high school graduates who don't have to ask me, can you plug one extension cord into another? Who don't know that if the battery is covered with fucking white powder, that means the acid is leaked out and you need to throw it away. Who put the batteries in the wrong way and then don't even have enough sense to look and see if they put the batteries in the wrong way. Men who wear pussy hats. Oh my God, have I got talking? I didn't want to go. I have got a treasure trove. Speaking of pussy hats, I have found, I was at the library the other day and I looked on the shelf and I saw this book. It is the Mother Lode. Oh my God, is it the Mother Lode? It is 300 pages of pure fucking orgasm. Oh, it is the Mother Lode of pussy hat wearing leftist. Oh, we gotta do that. Okay. Yeah, focus. I'm dying. All right. And die. Sorry. I know leftists are really pissed off right now. Okay. This is not a crisis of masculinity. Oh, that was a crisis of masculinity. Men being sexually attracted to 18-year-old girls is not a crisis of masculinity. That is masculinity. Okay. The far right is dominated by men. Yes. because it's men who do things. Okay, the far right, by definition, if you say the far right, okay, this means outliers, okay? The outliers in any society are almost always going to be men because women are herd animals. Women's safety and security lies in conformity. I've explained all this before. I'm not going to explain it all again now because we don't have time. Otherwise, I'll never get to the science and her misinterpretations of it. Right? Women are herd animals. Period. Stop. There's no hashtag not all women. I'm fucking sick of hearing about not all women are like that. No, women are herd animals. Even the ones that you think, I know, you listen to this podcast and you know some woman and you think, well, she's not like the leftist. No, no, they are. They're all herd animals. I'm not the first person to say this. Why do you think all the trad thoughts are showing up? Why do you think all these girls are going, I'm a conservative. I like Ronald Reagan. Because there's a herd going in that direction. The far right is dominated by men, many of whom seem to be searching for a sense of identity. That's your opinion, that they're searching for a sense of identity. Maybe they just have a sense of identity and you don't like it because it's not about exterminating white people and hating white men. For feminism to get anywhere, we must seriously address how we think about masculinity. Or for feminism to get somewhere, maybe you could just address reality. All right, so let's bump over. Hang on, I need to speak in the direction of the microphone when I'm doing this. Let's bump over. Let's have... Meanwhile, so here's her author page at The Guardian. Here's the things that she's written at The Guardian in the month of August. The weak in patriarchy. Men's fixation on young women is another sign of masculine crisis. The weak in patriarchy. Trump's N-word tape is going to be Pussygate all over again. Woke washing brands cash in on social justice. It's lazy and hypocritical. We live in an age of anxiety, and we can't blame it all on Trump. Why, of course you can. Sure, you can blame it all on Trump. Google snooping proves big tech will not change unless governments step in. Oh, the statism. The government has to stop Google from spying on me. I can't possibly stop using Google. I can't possibly stop typing all of my information into Google. No, I need the government to make Google stop doing what it's doing because I can't control myself because vagina. All right, so how come when I click on this, it doesn't do anything? I wanted to read about Google snooping. Okay, it looks like a link and it's not a link. Is it a link anyway? Nope, it is not a link. Lovely. All right, we're moving on. We're done. God, she is ugly. I'm looking at her Twitter picture. She is not attractive. Okay. Let's have a look at these studies. And they're going to tell us everything we already know. They're going to tell us everything we already know. Links will be in the show notes. All right, let me start with this one. Science Advances, research article, social sciences. Aspirational pursuit of mates in online dating markets. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Here we have our charts. Desirability quantifiably using the measures defined here as a function of demographic variables of user population. In other words, are you attractive to the other's gender or not? Okay, left, desirability as a function of age for women and men. Then in the middle, we have desirability by ethnicity. And then we have desirability by highest educational level complete. I'll screenshot this. Okay, here. Now, first of all, here's our article. Here's our so-called research paper. As always, what I tell you guys, start looking at the methodology, which is wait, so it starts off, we've got introduction, then it has results, then it has discussion, which we're going to read. Oh, here we go, materials and methods. All right, so we finally have methodology showing up at the end. Your methodology is supposed to be at the beginning, but it's okay, I understand, you're not real scientist. Your methodology comes before the data. Okay, the correct order for a scientific paper is methodology, data, conclusions, discussions, results, interpretations. The important thing to know here is that their data comes from users in only four cities. New York, leftist shithole. Boston, leftist shithole. Chicago, leftist shithole. And Seattle, yeah, leftist shithole. Despite the leftist shitholeness, okay, we see our charts here, desirability for women. And it appears to start at age 20, so I don't know what happened to the hot 18-year-olds. So it goes from 20 up to 70. And women, shockingly enough, at 20, they start at the top and they plunge the entire fucking way. Men, on the other hand, at 20, start kind of in the middle and they arch up a little bit. And oh, look, they peak out around 50 and then they start dying off. Especially Asian guy. Asian guys, for some reason, as they get older, according to this, are much less desirable. Black, Latin, and white guys all seem to hold their value pretty equally. By the way, the most desirable women who, I'm trying to interpret this. How the fuck do I zoom in? There it is. Zoom! Zoom! Oh, wait, I'm looking at the data wrong. That's not Asian guys. Okay, so this means that old guys, it's broken down by city. So the 70-year-old guys are the least desirable in New York City. That's what this is telling us. And it looks like they're the most desirable in Chicago. Interesting. Girls, the old women are most desirable in Seattle. And the old women are the least desirable in Chicago. Okay, anyway. And then ethnicity, it tells us again what we already know. For women, and when you look at the chart, there's no significant scale on here. I don't know. But the point is, down at the bottom of the chart is, everybody, just go ahead and call me racist now, because when you tell the truth over and over and over, you're a racist. Who are the least desirable women on the planet Earth? Even in these four left-wing statist shithole cities that are all about tolerance and diversity, it's black women. Black women are at the very bottom in desirability all the way around. Who's at the top? Well, it's Asians, Latins, and whites. It's all pretty much a tie. Men, who are the most desirable men? Gosh, I bet we can't figure this one out. Yeah, it's white guys. Who's second most desirable? Black men. And then the Latins and the Asians. The Asians are a little bit behind the Latins, but not that much. So yes, according to your research, based on online dating in four cities, all of which are leftist shitholes, yes, women are the most attractive when they're the youngest. We all knew this already. Those of us who don't deny reality, we knew this. And there's some charts here about the number of messages they send and replies received and the number of words and all this. Oh my God, I'm not even going to talk about any of this. All right, let's read the discussion section and analyze this. I have not read this, so this is totally cold. We're going to find out what we got here. It's not that long. That's what she said. But she didn't say that to me. Oh, no. What she said to me was, I don't think that's going to fit in there. And I said, trust me, it's going to fit. That's the thing about 18-year-olds. They're like, well, I don't know if you can do. No, trust me, I've done this before. The results presented here provide a picture of the aspirational pursuit of mates in online dating and its implications for the likelihood of success. Oh, God. Success. And sorry, but success and online dating just shouldn't be in the same sentence. We present a network measure of desirability in dating that is based on mate-seeking behavior rather than subjective personal qualities such as attractiveness. Like, what does this mean? A network measure of desirability in dating based on mate-seeking behavior rather than subjective personal qualities. What? So you're measuring your desirability based on what people of the other gender are seeking. Okay, but what people, okay, what men are seeking in women is what determines their desirability, rather than subjective personal quantities such as attractiveness. Attractiveness according to who? So in other words, what he's saying is that we based our conclusions on reality for once. We find that while some mate seekers, I love this phrasing, some mate seekers do pursue partners of similar average desirability to themselves, the vast majority of the online dating population we study tend to reach up the hierarchy towards more desirable partners. Wait, so hold on. So you're saying that men and women both want to date outside of their league, above their... Really? Once again, why do we need science to tell us these things? Nobody sits around going, I shouldn't say nobody. Hashtag not all people. Okay, most people don't sit around going, well, I'm only going to date people that are uglier than me. Remember, we're talking about what they desire, what they're seeking, and we're not saying that it's accomplished. We're just, once again, do you think I don't go around approaching fucking fat chicks with tattoos. Blah, blah, blah. The vast majority of online dating population we study tends to reach up the hierarchy towards more desirable partners. No shit. At the same time, this aspirational mate pursuit is calibrated to one's own desirability. No shit. On average, people pursue partners who are roughly 25% more desirable than they themselves are. All right, I mean, it seems reasonable. I didn't need science to tell me this. In the language of matching and competition introduced at the start of this article, it appears that people are pursuing a hybrid strategy with elements of both. They are aware of their own position in the hierarchy and adjust their behavior accordingly, while at the same time competing modestly for more desirable mates. So in other words, you're going for chicks who are, you know, as hot as you, and you're going for chicks hotter than you. Yes, of course. Once again, how do we not know these things? Why does this need to be studied to be figured out? We find that all but the most extreme mate seekers exhibit heterogeneity, hyphenated. I hate when they hyphenate the word and it goes from the fucking end of the one sentence to the beginning of the next. It fries my brain. We find that in all but the most extreme mates, take 17. We find that all but the most extreme mate seekers exhibit heterogeneity in their mate pursuit, initiating contact with partners across a range of desirabilities. Once again, no shit. This suggests that both men and women combine aspirational mate pursuit with less risky prospects. No shit. In addition, there appears to be a quality over quantity strategy, such that men and women who pursue more desirable partners send fewer messages, each with a higher word count on average. That's why they fail, too many words. Messaging strategies also become less diversified in terms of range of desirability gaps as people reach higher up the desirability ladder. Messaging strategies also become less diversified as people reach higher up the desirability ladder. What is there to diversify? You send a fucking message. What is there to diversify? Our results on aspirational mate pursuits are consistent with the popular Really? Wait. Really? Your fucking results are consistent? It says right here, with the popular concept of dating leagues as reflected in the idea that someone can be out of your league, meaning that attractive matches are desirable, but unavailable to less attractive others. Really? You fucking had to fucking do science to figure out that some people who are really attractive are not sexually and romantically available to people who are less attractive. Okay, when I say that there are large segments of the population that should be put into fucking concentration camps and exterminated, this is why I say that. Really? You've discovered leagues. You've discovered that ugly people don't have a chance in hell of fucking hot people. You figured this out all on your own with science by looking at online dating in four left-wing status shithole cities. Can we please fire up the fucking ovens and the gas chambers? Get all of these scientists, round them up, and herd them in there. Because I guarantee you, my fucking tax money paid for this. I'm about to fucking shit myself. The chances of receiving a reply from a highly desirable partner may be low, but they remain well above zero, although one will have to work harder and perhaps also wait longer to make progress. Once again, really, your chances are never totally zero. No matter how ugly you are and no matter how hot the other person is, it's unlikely, but your chances are never zero. You just have to work harder. Wow, we figured this out. Oh my God. I want to fire up the fucking ovens. Oh, I missed a sentence. Provided that leagues are envisioned as a single continuous hierarchy rather than as distinct strata, our results suggest that contrary to popular belief, attracting the attention of someone outside of one's league is entirely possible. Yes, once again, yes, it is possible. I see really ugly guys with hot chicks all the time here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. I look at them, I go, how in the fuck is he with her? So yes, it's absolutely possible to date out of your league. God knows I've done it. But it's still a thing. And none of us needed science to tell us this. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, the chances of receiving a reply require more work, more time. Okay, compared to the extraordinary... compared to the extraordinary effort male rats are willing to go through to mate with a desirable female, however, messaging two or three times as many potential partners to get a date seems quite a modest investment. Where did rats come from? Are there rat? Why are we referencing rats in this? Last paragraph. One might wonder. No, actually no one here is wondering except you, because the rest of us knew all of this. We knew already that women only go down in sexual desirability. From the age of 16, they go down. Maybe 18. Is there? We'll give it 18, because we have to say 18 because age of consent and all this. You're a pedophile and all this other shit. Which is hilarious, because right now the left is trying to normalize pedophilia. And it's just more of the bizarreness of the left, right? It's like, well, yeah, the men are having sex with 17-year-old girls. They're pedophiles. But pedophile, they can't help it. It's a disease. We have to be good to the pedophiles. Not their fault. For women from 18, it's downhill the rest of their lives. Yes, I know you know this one woman. When she was 18, she was a little fat, and then she went to the gym, and now she's 23, and she looks really nice, okay? We're not talking about her. We're talking about the other 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth, right? 18, downhill. We knew this already. Black women, least desirable women on the planet. We knew this already. White men, most desirable men on the planet. We knew this already. Black men, second most desirable men on the planet. We knew this already. Over here too on the education, it shows us education. The more educated a man is, the more desirable. But then with girl, what does school mean? Is that just like public school? Okay, so then it shows that women are desirable if they went to college, but then they become less desirable if they went to post-grad. Again, we knew that. Then over here it says, well, you got to write a lot of words, and you got to write some positive words, and you send out a lot of messages, and you only get a few messages back. We knew that. There's nothing here that was not already known by anyone who isn't fucking retarded. So no, there's no wondering involved. One might wonder how the patterns we observe online might inform our understanding of offline mate pursuit and dating markets. God, they're retarded. Online dating differs from offline dating in several important ways. Because of the high volume of partners and low threshold for sending a message, competition for potential partners' attention is likely fiercer online than offline. Yes, because on the internet, women get bombarded from messages from every fucking beta male on the planet, whereas in real life, only men with ball sacks actually approach them. This may increase the extent to which a hierarchy of desirability exists online and reduce... This may increase the extent to which a hierarchy of desirability exists online and reduce people's willingness to respond to less desirable mates. Yeah, okay, yeah, because I mean, sure, if you're... Because on online dating and women... I love when women pretend that they don't just judge by photos, because we know they do. Yeah, in real life, if you approach somebody and you start talking to them, it requires at least a little bit of effort to be rude and walk away. And a lot of people just don't want to be rude and be an asshole or a bitch or a cunt or a cock or whatever, right? Whereas with online dating, you send somebody a message, they just ignore it. When there are plenty of fish in the sea, one can afford to throw a few back. It has also been suggested that consensus about what makes an attractive partner is strongest in the early stages of courtship, when partners do not know much about one another. While it is difficult to study early courtship offline, our method requires unrequited overtures, which are hard to observe in offline interactions. These differences suggest that hierarchies of desirability may be more pronounced online than off. Maybe. But also irrelevant to the point about, so anyhow, now notice how she spins this. See, men have a, oh, I'm trying to find it. Where the fuck did it go? Where it says, where men are fixated. God damn it, I'm pissed. Why can I not fucking find this? I just read it to you guys. Preferably no older than 18. While men say women hit their prime at 18. Oh, it's right here. There's a headline. Men's fixation on younger women. First of all, it's not a fixation. It's simply what we are attracted to. How about we talk about women's fixation on men who have jobs? What about women's fixation? Seriously, what about women are fixated on men who have jobs? There's a headline for you. And I know, hashtag not all women. There's some women who like unemployed bad boys who live in their mom's basement. But what about women's fixation on men with jobs? It's just a-